cloud sleeps. There's a nook between two mountains where a cloud sleeps. His toes don't know they're dangling in the lake. There's a nook between two mountains where a cloud sleeps. It's 8 a.m. and he's still not awake.
You're hearing Ruthie, who's 8, reciting part of the poem Where a Cloud Sleeps from a wonderful CD called Rebop Read Aloud for Kids by Kids from Rebop Records in Marshfield, Vermont. It's National Poetry Month, and one of the ways that we can welcome children into the delights of reading and writing poetry is through the kinds of works that they'll hear on this recording. The more than 3 dozen poems here are about real kid things, having a stopped-up nose, or getting up on the wrong side of the bed, or needing to declare your own individuality when everyone attributes a part of you to a parent or another relative. One of my favorites is a poem called Shy. Here's Sarah, Lisa, and Beth.
Shy. My eyes are shy.
That's why she wears sunglasses.
My ears are shy.
They like it when her hair grows.
My mouth is shy.
It only opens when it has to.
But there's nothing I can do about my nose. My head is shy.
That's why she puts a hat on it.
My hands are shy.
That's why she wears a pair of gloves.
My heart is shy.
And though she sometimes tries to cover it up, I tell her, open up for love.
Many of the poems included here were written by Diana Wynne Levin. In the creation of these verses, she has worked closely with kids, combining her ideas with their fresh, playful language, and, most importantly, with their expressive spirits and inventive energy. And the results, whether they're about ordinary or universal experiences, are pure magic.
Wiggle! A funny thing happened on my way to Bean 4. My friend and I was do-si-doing on the barn floor when we heard a man tell us to Alaman right. We didn't know directions, but we ran with all our might. Liddy ran one way and I ran the other. When we realized, we left and ran back together. Before I knew what happened, we had smack-bumped heads, and my two front baby teeth was hanging by the threads. On that barn dance day that my tooth got bashed, I knew there's better ways to lose a tooth than getting in a crash.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle till your tooth gets loose.